Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to my third solo show. Today, we're going to talk about why I'm so passionate about closing the investing gap. It boils down to this. The wealth gap in this country, the USA, and in the world has been created over the course of thousands of years thanks to colonization, institutionalized racism, and institutionalized sexism, etc., etc. When it comes to women, it's commonly known that women get paid about 80 cents for every dollar that a man gets paid. However, the income gap pales in comparison to the wealth gap. Now think about that. Single women, on average, own about 30 cents for every dollar that a man owns. The average woman of color owns only a few cents compared to the average man. When you look at those numbers compared to getting paid 80 cents for every dollar, those amounts are staggering. Simultaneously, when you take a close look at history, it's not hard to understand why the median black family in the United States owns only about 13% of the wealth that the median white family owns. Why is this the case? There are many reasons, just to name one. Let's look at arguably the most progressive piece of legislation in US history, the New Deal. The New Deal created the Federal Housing Administration, also known as the FHA. And FHA policies and guidelines made it nearly impossible for black families to get mortgages to buy homes. Additionally, the FHA strongly reinforced segregation of neighborhoods. These policies were literally written into FHA guidelines. For example, it was deemed risky in the FHA guidelines to make loans in predominantly black areas. Also, any white area that let a black person move in would no longer be eligible for future FHA mortgages. As you may imagine, the effect of this on African American wealth was pretty devastating. During one of the most prosperous times in American history, when white families were buying homes and developing equity, black people weren't able to purchase homes even if they were wealthy enough to do so. Facts and stories like these are highly alarming, and we need to do something about it. From where I stand, there will never be true equality until there is financial equality. In my opinion, the fastest way to gain equality is to get more resources in the hands of marginalized groups. So how do we do that? Well, I'm a big proponent of focusing on what's in my control. And so I personally focus on entrepreneurship and investing. And that's the area that I'm passionate about talking about right here. Most of us are not taught in school to manage a household budget. Nearly none of us are taught in school how to invest. We are certainly not taught the mindset of getting our money to work hard for us, not just working hard for our money. And even though none of us are taught these concepts in school,
this show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
White men still invest more than women or people of color. In fact, according to a recent survey by Wealthsimple, women overall invest 40% less money than men do. And when women don't invest, the pay gap compounds, contributing to a greater wealth gap. So if women are getting paid less, and then they're also not investing as much, then the gap in their wealth gets bigger than it would otherwise. A lot of people think that the wage gap is the only money issue, but the investing gap is equally as important and certainly more powerful over time. It's said that Albert Einstein called compounding interest the eighth wonder of the world. Albert Einstein to have said, "He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it." I just think that's so fascinating and telling that Albert Einstein would pay so much attention to compounding interest. It is powerful, and it's important for us to all understand those concepts. So, why do women and people of color invest less? Lots of possible reasons for this. One is messaging that women receive. For example, a study found that 65% of financial articles in women's magazines categorized women as excessive spenders. Of those aimed at men, 70% emphasized making money. So, on one hand, women are told to cut back on coffee and save up for a new pair of shoes. With men, money is all about power suits and investing and long-term goals. Also, we can't ignore representation in the financial industry. 99% of investment management firms are owned by white men. 88% of senior fund managers are white. More than 70% of junior professional investors are white. In fact, women make up only 8% of investors. Representation matters. So it's time to adopt a mindset of getting your money to work hard for you, not just working hard for your money. Study investing, learn investing, start investing, and make a habit of investing. This may sound like a lot of work, but think about it like this. If you had a purse with a hole in it that lost a $100 bill each day, how long would it take you to fix that hole in your purse? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days? Probably not much longer than that. It's so much harder to see the money we are losing by not investing, but the impact it can have on one's wealth long-term is astronomical. So please gain some more confidence in investing, learn about investing, and start investing. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode where we're focusing on why I'm so passionate about closing the investing gap. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, luxe-cap.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.